Today's show is sponsored by an anonymous donor. To help keep this show coming, we need more sponsorships. To sponsor, either email rabbifishman@gmail.com or go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shear button. We are up to Perik Tes, Se'if Yud Ches, in the middle of the halachas of opening bottles and packages on Shabbos. Se'if Yud Ches begins, it's on page Kuf Chof Aleph in the new print. Aslev Toich L'Rishayn Es Mechasa HaPach Mi Bakbuk Asha Im Psichosa Hefech HaMechasa L'Kli Roy L'Shimish K'Pekak HaBaga. Meaning a typical metal cap that has the ability to be its own Kli. Once it's opened for the first time and it's split, it's cracked, such a bottle should not be opened on Shabbos. For instance, gan mechasa motzel gabe bakbuk yayin, like is typically found on wine bottles. Avol mutl nakiv beezer sakin, but you could take a knife and make a hole. I feel a patish, a hammer, a mesamer, a nail. Es hamechasa zeh, you could stick a nail into the center of the cap. Im eino lov oisiyos etziurim, as long as there's no letters or pictures, sheskalkulu aidei hanikov, that will get ruined by making this hole, that is permitted to do. V'rol el sifigim v'oziyei mutter lahosir samechase, and then you can remove the cover. V'lvad sheyases hanekev gadol ad shamechase lo yiyo oid roi l'shimish b'teres mechase. So a bottle that should not be opened, if you make a hole in the cap to the point where the cap is no longer usable, you can do it. And this is talking about metal caps. But he says, Pekak HaBarga Osim with plastic, but the typical plastic bottle caps is the sheet of Rav Shem Mezamen. Asher Kodem Chibur Lebak Bokais Letzuris Pekak Mushlam. That before that thing was pressed down on the bottle, it was a regular Kli, according to Rav Shem Mezamen. Then it gets put down. Then you need to crack it to be able to open and close it. It says that was a Kli Mushlam beforehand. So therefore, Mutl Faischeb Shabbos from Zalmanol, you're allowed to open such a plastic bottle cap on Shabbos. Even if the bottom splits off as you open it now for the first time. Says like these cans. And like he says, these oatmeal cans, I guess they had, that had the metal strip on it, that when you rip off the strip, it sort of splits the top part of the can, the cover, from the can itself. He says that you cannot pull that and split the two in half. It doesn't have the appearance of a separate entity, but it looks like you're cracking or ripping off this thing from the etzem kli. And only once this strip is ripped off, the cover becomes usable as a cover. But he says if the bottom is a metal can and the top is plastic, once again he holds these plastic things on mutter to be opened on Shabbos. Se'if Chof. One cannot make a hole in a bottle of a nipple of a bottle for a baby on Shabbos, or even if there's a hole already, you may not widen that hole to make it larger. That's making it better clear, right? He says, but the evidence you can ask a guy to if you have nothing else and the kid can't drink. So to a salt shaker, you can't poke holes to make the salt shaker usable. If the salt that's stuffed in the salt shaker cover, it's blocking the salt from coming out, you could clear it away. Can't make any new holes. Like the beer bottles have what he calls a crown cap. You know that cap that has like the ridges around it? That's a crown cap. He says, into that, you're allowed to open on Shabbos. You take a bottle opener, you can open that on Shabbos, and you can remove a cork on Shabbos. Even using a corkscrew or a bottle opener. But sometimes he says on top of the cover of the bottle, they put wax on, like to seal it. And that wax had letters or pictures in it. So then you have to be careful, because that you can't erase. Be careful to knock that off before Shabbos, because you can't open that up on Shabbos itself. Mutalanakev Sivchov Beis on the top of page Kufchov Gimel in the new print. Mutter Linakev Esamachasa Shaltsin Senes Ribo Eshimurim Kadela Shachar Eslachet Avir Lohokum Zelop Zichosim. Right, so many cans or bottles we know have they make them airtight. So, you know, you bang the bottom and do something so you pop the air tightness so that the air pressure goes and it's easier to open it. Says that, right? So you bend the side of the cap. Says that's mutter to do on Shabbos as well. Siv Chav Gimel, Kedin Shabbos Bechol Adinim Muskarm Leel. All these halachas we spoke about now, we kept on saying the word Shabbos. Kach Adin B'Yomtif. He says the same halachas would apply on Yomtif. Vein Luftoyach Kol Kufso Sakit Echavilo. Any package or box that he said you can't open on Shabbos. Or in Lanakiv Kol Pachit Kufso Mechazor. Or any cover. In Lachtach Es Pia Pitmish Al Bakbuk Vechein. You can't make any kesher. And those twist ties in a way that the metal ties. Anything that we said you can't do on Shabbos, however you couldn't do it on Shabbos, so to vein hetem chol el el by fanam neskarim leel kolechem kamei. Same halachas we had regarding Shabbos apply to Yom Tov. It's no more kal Yom Tov than Shabbos. Can't say, oh, it's only Yom Tov. We do allow certain things for cooking, let's say. So these things should be allowed. He says, absolutely not. Se'iv chov dalid. Pas Pesach kufso sakit bakbuk. So what happens if you Pesach kufso sakit? What happens if you opened already? Oops, you open the packaging in a fashion that it's also to open. What happens to the food inside? Are you allowed eating that food inside, or does somehow that food become aser? So he says, what happens if you opened it and then when it's baraloi shalosa shaloi kedin, then you realize that what you did was shaloi kalacha. Chas shom atum an avarium, but you realize. You can eat that food on Shabbos. So just to go quickly to understand why. So we spoke before about certain things that the food would change on Shabbos. Let's say you mavashel food. You did something to change the food, to make it edible. So such food, if it was done in an oifen that's usher, you can't use it on Shabbos because that's a takana. He says over here, the food has never changed. The question is the packaging to get to it. So he says, even though the packaging was opened in a fashion that's prohibited by mistake, so you thought it was mutter. So that, he says, is not going to, since the food itself never changed, that is not usher to eat on Shabbos. Se'if chof hey, the bottom of page kuf chof gimel. Mutter lishreis bakbuk b'mayim karim de'litzanis ha'mashke shabbat. Let's say you have a bottle of soda. You want it to cool off. A bottle of beer or whatever. So you want to stick it, let's say, into cold water or into like an ice bucket. So that's mutter to do. Ve'enei choyshesh, you don't have to worry. Shem yitlash hanior hadavuk bay. That we know that sometimes if you take that off and it's all wet, the outside wrapper, the wrapper is going to rip off. That's not a problem. You're not doing it to rip off the wrapper. It's mutter. Now, what happens if you did it? And then you pull the bottle out. And then, you know, most of it came off and it's hanging slightly. Now, it's funny to use the bottle like that. If it's hanging a little bit after it's soaked, you can just finish peeling it off. That's not my simulach. Se'if chavav. Very, very important. Also, litlish, one may not tear kol niyor einalan migail megalil ugedema. Cannot tear any paper, any plastic from a roll that it's on. Bechlalze, including that this is niyor atifa, gift wrap, migvois niyor, paper towels, sakiyot bags, mapos nylon or plastic tablecloths that come on a roll. Bein b'makom anikov, right? This is toilet paper, tissues, paper towels, plastic tablecloths on a roll, or plastic bags that come attached on a roll and you want to separate them, you're not allowed to separate this on Shabbos. Bein b'mokom hanikuv, whether there's a perforated line, bein shloi b'mokom hanikuv, we're going to say you're going to do it, you know, with a shinui, not where it's perforated, it's all awesome. V'gam osa litlosh niyor megol be'ezes ha'safa m'shunenis, ha'imendis l'kach, you can't, you know, rip it, you know, you tear plastic, you know, from a plastic wrap roll, against the on the edge of the box, they have this sharp thing. You can't rip it against that. You can't rip it no matter how, no matter what, no matter when. You can't rip it. Okay, now there is a head there. Someone's stuck in the bathroom. The only toilet paper is on a roll. But doing it by derech shino, you're not on the perforated. But we're not talking about that. Now it is a question of cover the breeze. But in regular case, it is usher to tear any type of paper on a roll on Shabbos. Siv chov zayin. So this is talking about Today we don't do this so much in America, but this is the old-fashioned, what they call the vacuum things. What do they call them? These vacuum bottles. These stronger thermoses that they would put a schmata over the top before they closed it. Because this way, when the schmata comes over the sides and you tighten it, it's like putting like some. It makes it that when you screw it tight, it's really tight. So pieces bad so you let it take this cloth, go over the edge of the thermos, and then when you screw it shut with this material, it tightens it. It keeps it warm. Ach mutalasis can says, but you can only do this. You can only do this if the bottle is not mamish full. The bottle is mamish full, my backbook molly legamri, if the bottle is mamish full, also this girl of Toyek backbook say you can't. Because what happens is that if you put this cloth over mamish a full thermos, the cloth is going to get wet. So when you tighten it to close it or you open it, you're squeezing the cloth and you're squeezing a liquid. That's chita. It says then you can't do it. But otherwise you can do it. Bakbuk thermos and muvreges all of kais. Today we have a lot of thermoses. The top is a cup. So you might think that when it's closed, it's a cover to a thermos. When you open it up, now it's a drinking cup. Maybe I can't open it and close it. He says, Mutl Faischa Vlashul Saga, you could open and close that on Shabbos, that's not a problem. He says, Aval also Luftoyach Luskois Habagash Machasa Chitzoni Shall Gufa Bakbuk. It seems like they have some of these thermoses that the outer is like a double thermos, and the outer one is meant to stay on permanently. And somehow you could remove it and you can put it back on. He says, that's also to do on Shabbos. Also, since outer cover only gets taken off from time to time, that's and you put it back on, that's makav patish. Says you can't. In fact, he says you don't even have to take off this outside thing when you toivel it, because since always when you use it for the hot water, you need this piece on, so it keeps it warm. So maybe that's part of the kli. He says you don't even have to when you're toiveling it during the week. Obviously, we don't travel on Shabbos. You can leave it on. Today's show is sponsored by an anonymous donor. To help the shiurim coming on a regular basis, we need additional sponsors. For more information, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com, or go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor share link. Thank you.